Just a word as Obed comes to give his testimony and tell of God's grace to him. I can testify, having lived in their home for weeks at a time, they're bringing in people from Venezuela who are exiled, people who didn't have a home. They have a small home, but they made little cubby holes for people to sleep in different places. The outreach has been amazing in that community there, and it's the real thing. And I'm very thankful for his ministry. So let us hear this word from the Lord. Let's bow in prayer. Father, we do ask for that blessing of your presence upon this message this morning. May Jesus Christ be praised. Help us, O Lord, to hear of your amazing grace. Give us ears to hear, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Muy buenos días. Nací en un hogar cristiano.
I was born in a Christian home.
Mis padres cristianos.
My parents were Christians.
Mis abuelos cristianos.
My grandparents were Christians.
Una bisabuela cristiana.
My great-grandmother was Christian.
Me crié yendo a la escuela dominical.
I was raised going to Sunday school.
Asistiendo a todos los cultos con mis padres.
I went to every service with my parents.
Aprendí a leer en una Biblia.
I learned how to read from a Bible.
Antes de los 8 años ya había leído El Progreso del Peregrino.
Before I was 8 years old, I had read The Pilgrim's Progress.
Había memorizado muchos versículos bíblicos.
I had many verses of scripture memorized.
Sabía muchos himnos de memoria.
I knew many hymns by memory.
Y si me pedían que orara, yo podía orar.
And if somebody asked me to pray, I knew how to pray.
Y como niño y adolescente, era para algunos un ejemplo.
And as a child and as a teenager, for many people, I was a good example.
Pero no era creyente.
But I wasn't a believer.
No había creído.
I did not believe.
Fueron pasando los años.
As time goes by, many years went by.
Y la naturaleza pecaminosa que reside en cada uno de nosotros.
And my sinful nature that is present in each one of us.
Me fue apartando de la fe.
Was leading me away from my faith.
De una manera que no me daba cuenta.
In a way that I couldn't even tell it was happening.
Pero me fui apartando.
But I was departing from God.
Recién había cumplido los 20 años.
I had just turned 20 years old.
Yo trabajaba para una organización de derechos humanos.
I was working for a human rights organization.
Vivía en ese entonces en Argentina.
I was living in Argentina in those days.
Habíamos vivido un gobierno muy duro.
We had lived through a very rigid government.
Y se estaba recopilando información para juzgar a los torturadores.
And we were gathering information to bring the torturers to judgment.
Yo era parte de esos que recopilaba información.
I was part of the group that was gathering the information for that investigation process.
Cuando llegaba a mi hogar una noche,
when I was getting home one night,
me tomó un grupo de paramilitares.
A group of paramilitaries, meaning like a private army, took me with them.
Me llevaron a un lugar apartado y solitario.
They took me to a place. It was a hiding place somewhere. It wasn't public.
En ese lugar me desnudaron, me ataron de pies y manos y me amordazaron.
In that place, they stripped me naked. They tied my hands and feet with rope, and they put a rope in my mouth so I couldn't speak either.
En esa condición de indefensión total.
In that condition of complete defenselessness.
Comenzaron a golpearme muy duro.
They started hitting me really hard.
De diversas maneras, ellos saben cómo hacerlo.
In many ways they know how to torture somebody.
Y dentro de mí solamente había una expresión, ¿por qué Dios estás permitiendo esto si yo soy tu hijo?
And within me I only had just one thing going through my head. Why is it, God, that you're letting this happen if I am your child?
Yo pensaba que estaba haciendo lo correcto.
I thought I was doing the right thing.
Yo pensaba que mi relación con Dios estaba bien.
I thought my relationship with God was going well.
Y reclamaba por qué me pasaba lo que me estaba pasando.
And I was complaining, why is this happening to me?
Fueron horas de muchos golpes.
There were many hours of being tortured.
Uno del grupo era un hombre depravado.
One of the group was particularly depraved.
Y cuando percibí eso, tuve temor, tuve miedo.
When I perceived that, I was very afraid.
Y recién ahí yo quise morir.
And at that time, I felt that I wanted to die.
Antes que me pasara lo que le había ocurrido a otros, yo quería morir.
Before it happened to me what it had happened to others, I much rather died.
Y comencé a desear la muerte para mí.
And at that time, I just wanted to wish I was dead.
De las cosas que ellos me interrogaban, yo algunas las sabía, pero otras las ignoraba.
About the things that I've been interrogated about, I knew some of them, but some of them I had no clue.
Pero yo me afirmé en que yo no sabía nada.
But I settled in that I didn't know anything.
Esto hizo que vinieran muchos más golpes.
This led to much harder punishment.
Y quise y deseé morir más intensamente.
And my wish to die grew intensely.
Se acercó uno del grupo, se agacha porque yo estoy en el suelo.
As I'm laying on the ground, one of the torturers kneels beside me.
Y me dice, si sabes rezar, reza, porque llegó tu hora.
And tells me, if you know how to pray, this is the time to do it because your time has come.
Yo sabía que habían aparecido en diversos lugares de Buenos Aires cuerpos de jóvenes con un disparo en la nuca.
I knew about many places in Buenos Aires where they had found bodies of young men with a bullet in their necks.
Y yo sabía que eso venía para mí.
And I knew that was coming for me.
Al momento sentí alivio.
At that moment I felt some relief.
Sentí que Dios me estaba respondiendo la oración. Yo quería morir y la muerte venía.
I felt God was answering my prayer. I wanted to die and it was coming.
Pero hubo una convicción, no sé decirle si una voz, una convicción en mi interior.
But there a conviction arose within me. I don't know if it was a voice within me, but certainly a conviction within me.
Que me dijo, vas a morir.
That told me, you're going to die.
¿Y dónde vas a ir?
And where are you going?
Ahí comprendí que estaba alejado de Dios.
And that time is when I realized I was away from God.
Y mi desesperación ya casi no conoció límites.
And my despair knew no limits.
Había recordado muchos pasajes bíblicos en mi niñez.
I knew many scripture verses in my childhood.
Conocía muchos salmos.
I knew many psalms.
Muchas promesas que uno memoriza cuando niño.
Many promises that I memorized as a child.
Por ejemplo, clama a mí y yo te responderé.
Like cry unto me and I will answer you.
Yo sabía que Dios era amor.
I knew God was love.
Y muchas otras cosas que todos sabemos.
And many other things all of us know.
Pero en ese momento el versículo que vino a mi memoria.
But at that time the verse that came to my mind.
Es el de Romanos 9.
Was Romans 9.
15 y 16.
15 and 16.
Tendré misericordia del que tendré misericordia y me compadeceré de quien yo me compadezca.
I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.
Así que no es del que quiere ni del que corre, sino de Dios el tener misericordia.
It does not therefore depend on human desire or effort, but on God's mercy.
Yo le estaba pidiendo en el momento que me sentí culpable, lejos de Dios, le pedía perdón a Dios.
That time I felt guilt, I felt miserable, so I asked for God's forgiveness.
Pero también me vino el recuerdo.
But then I got reminded of.
De muchos momentos en los cuales Dios me había invitado a venir a Él.
There's so many moments in which God had opened His arms to receive me.
Y a pesar de haber tenido la convicción, yo lo había dejado para más tarde.
And even though I had the conviction, I left it for later.
Y en ese momento que yo necesitaba desesperadamente el perdón de Dios para mi vida,
and at that time when I desperately needed God's forgiveness for my life,
sabía que no era obligación de Dios otorgarme su gracia.
I knew at that time that God had no obligation to show me his mercy.
Esa fue mi primera clase de teología que recibí.
That was my first theology class.
Dios no está obligado a dar su gracia.
God had no obligation to show me his mercy.
Es su misericordia.
It's only by his mercy.
Comencé a clamar en mi interior. Yo no podía hablar.
I was just crying inside of me. I had no voice, no words.
Me habían puesto una mordaza, algo que atravesaba mi boca y estaba anudada muy fuerte detrás de mi cabeza.
I couldn't talk. I had a rope tied within my mouth and tied behind my neck, so I couldn't speak.
Eso, entre otras cosas, me rompió los labios por los costados.
It cut through my lips from the sides.
De manera que yo no podía hablar.
That way I couldn't talk.
Pero comencé dentro de mi corazón a pedir misericordia al Señor, que Él me perdonara.
But within my heart I started begging God for mercy and for His forgiveness.
Quería que Él tuviera misericordia de mí.
I was asking for Him to have mercy on me.
Yo ahí lloraba, pero ya no por los golpes, sino que por la desesperación de estar en un momento crucial de mi vida y alejado de Dios.
At that time I wasn't crying. I was crying, but no longer because of pain for being tortured, but realizing that I was in a crucial time of my life, but yet I was apart from God.
Y en esa situación estaba cuando siento que alguien saca de mi espalda un tremendo peso.
And at that time is when I felt that somebody lifted a very heavy weight from my back.
Y yo me sentí libre.
And I felt free.
Seguía atado.
I was still tied.
Las manos a la espalda.
Hands behind my back.
Estaba atado de pies.
I was, my feet was,
seguía
were tied
en el
to.
Suelo desnudo.
I was still naked on the ground.
Pero me sentía libre.
But I felt free.
Y entonces entendí que Dios había oído mi oración.
And that's when I knew that the Lord had answered my prayer.
Que Él me había perdonado.
That He had forgiven me.
El gozo que sentí en ese momento fue indescriptible.
The joy that I felt at that time, I cannot describe.
Pasaron algunos minutos.
A few moments went by.
Y el jefe de ese grupo,
and the person in charge of that group,
se acerca al que estaba ahí custodiándome,
comes close by to the person who was keeping guard on me,
y le dice, mira, este, nos hemos equivocado con este muchacho, él no es el que estamos buscando.
I think we've made a mistake. This is not the person we're looking for.
Yo no podía creer lo que estaba escuchando.
I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Y el que me estaba custodiando le dijo, tú estás equivocado porque es él.
And the person who was keeping an eye on me told him, no, you're wrong. This is the guy who we're looking for.
Y el que mandaba el grupo le dijo ya con autoridad, no, dijo, nos hemos equivocado, este muchacho es gallego.
No, the person who was in charge of the group then told him with authority, no, we're wrong, this guy is from Spain.
Yo tenía mis documentos.
I had my IDs, my papers.
Ellos lo habían leído con una linterna.
They looked at them with a flashlight.
Y ahí decía que mi nacionalidad era de Chile.
And there it says that I was from Chile.
No de España.
Nowhere it said Spain.
Y no hay ningún parecido entre Chile y España.
And there's no resemblance between Chile and Spain.
Pero él insistió en eso.
But he insisted that I was from Spain.
Y contra la voluntad del otro.
And against the will of everybody else.
Ordenó que me dejaran tranquilo.
As he was in charge, he told them just to let me go.
Yo dentro de mí estaba feliz.
I don't need to translate this, right? I was very happy with it inside of me.
Se acerca y me dice, flaco.
He comes next to me and says, "Hey, buddy.
Perdónanos.
I'm sorry.
Nos equivocamos contigo.
We were wrong."
Y dicho esto, les ordenó a todos que se fueran y que me dejaran ahí.
And after this, he told everybody else to leave and to let me go.
Yo para mis adentros estaba muy feliz. No había pensado cómo me iba a soltar, nada de eso, ni me importó.
Within me, I was extremely happy. I didn't even think about how we're going to release myself from the ropes. I didn't care about that at that time.
Y en esto estaba cuando siento pasos.
And as I was thinking this, I felt some steps, people coming.
Temor en mi corazón de que el que se acercaba era uno de los más malos del grupo.
And I was afraid again that somebody who was coming towards me was one of the meanest people in the group.
Yo en mi mente le había puesto a él el loco.
And in my head I had named him the crazy one.
Y dije, pensé para mí, ahora viene el loco a darme el tiro de gracia.
Now here comes the crazy one to put a bullet through my head.
Pero no era él.
But it wasn't him.
Él se agacha donde yo estoy.
The person kneels beside me.
Y me dice, te voy a soltar las amarras porque va a ser frío y te puedes resfriar si estás mucho rato aquí.
I'm going to cut the ropes from your hands because it's very cold here and you may catch a cold if you stay here for too long.
Nací de nuevo.
I was born again.
Ahora quería vivir ya no para mí.
At this time, I no longer wanted to live for myself.
Quería vivir para aquel Dios que me dio la vida, pero que también me dio esa oportunidad que yo no merecía.
I wanted to live now for that God that not only gave me the life, but gave me this chance that I didn't deserve.
Llegué a mi hogar caminando con el borde de mis pies.
I made it home walking on the side, with the side of my feet.
No podía apoyar la planta.
I couldn't step on the sole of my foot.
Y estuve algunos días hospitalizado.
I was hospitalized for several days.
Pero gracias a Dios me recuperé.
But with God's grace, I completely recovered.
Pero lo principal es que mi comunión con Dios estaba restablecida.
But most of all, my communion with God was restored.
Y desde entonces he procurado vivir para mi Señor.
And from then on, I strive to live for my Lord.
No siempre fui como estoy hoy día.
I was not always the way I am now.
Hubo un tiempo en el cual, oyendo el Evangelio, lo dejé para más tarde.
There was a time, even though I had heard the gospel, I left it for later.
Marcos fue útil y un consuelo para Pablo en esta etapa de su vida.
Mark was very useful and an encouragement for Paul in that part of his life.
Pero hubo un tiempo que fue una preocupación.
But there was a time in which Mark was a concern for Paul.
Y la pregunta en esta mañana es si nosotros hoy día.
And the question for this morning is if ourselves.
Somos una preocupación o somos útiles.
Are we a concern or are we useful?
Si estamos dejando para más tarde el llamado de Dios o le estamos obedeciendo hoy.
Are we leaving God's call, calling for later on, or are we following Him today?
Si somos fuente de tristeza para algunos o somos fuente de alegría y de consuelo para otros.
Are we sources of tears and sorrow, or are we sources of joy for others?
La diferencia es Cristo.
The difference is Christ.
La diferencia es el Evangelio en nuestras vidas.
The difference is to have the gospel in our lives.
Durante 20 años en un hogar cristiano.
I spent 20 years in a Christian home.
Pero yo no era cristiano.
But I wasn't a Christian.
Puedes tener una bicicleta muchos años en tu garage.
You can have a bicycle for many years in your garage.
Pero eso no la convertirá en automóvil.
And it will not turn it into a car.
¿Quién eres?
Who are you?
Dios tenga misericordia de nosotros hoy.
May God have mercy on us today.
Y nos permita ser útiles y fuente de esperanza y alegría y consuelo para otros.
and that he will let us be useful and sources of joy and happiness for others.
A Dios sea la gloria.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Oremos.
Let's pray.
Gracias, Padre Santo.
Our Father, we thank you.
Por haber obrado en nuestras vidas.
For your work in our lives.
Y haber sacado el velo de nuestros ojos.
For removing the veil in front of our eyes.
Por habernos traído la luz.
For showing us the light.
Por habernos dado arrepentimiento y fe para creer.
For giving us repentance and faith to believe.
Te ruego por aquellos que hoy día están escuchando.
I pray for those who are listening today.
Y que aún están dilatando el momento de entregarse a ti.
And yet they're still considering if they want to be part of you, with you.
Obra en sus corazones.
Please work in their hearts.
Por Jesucristo nuestro Señor te lo pedimos.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.